We're expecting sunshine in the Champaign-Urbana area today. It'll be less humid, a high of about 78, and then gradually over the next few days, temperature will warm up slightly, and by next week, we should be back into very warm temperatures. Right now on Friends Plaza, it's 63 degrees, and it's 8:50 on Morning Edition. Time for our pre-opening commodity market report for this morning. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Midwest direct hog markets today are called mostly steady, with some expecting gains of $1 per hundredweight. Terminals are called steady in a light volume test. Top prices today in a range from $45 to $50.50. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $45. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, July 19th, negotiated swine purchases were 16,282. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $61.50 to $70.50. The weighted average, $66.16, a gain of $1.52 from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $41.90 to $55, the weighted average $53.67. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 12,894. The base price range was $62.50 to $72.75. The weighted average, $68.74, a gain of 87 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $47.45 to $56, and the weighted average was $52.87. Joining us now in the studio with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. And Mike, I noted when you gave me the forecasts for Illinois and Indiana, they were relatively short today.
And that is because there is no mention of any precipitation for any area of the two states over the weekend. And that will continue right into next week and maybe in some in most areas all the way through next week. Now, on the computer models, there is a little shot of the jet stream that tries to move into the southern areas around Lake Michigan. And if that does occur towards the middle of next week, there may be some pop-up thunderstorms, but temperatures will be much above normal, much above average, I should say, all across the northern tier of states, stretching from Idaho and Montana across the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Indiana included, and all the way to the eastern Great Lakes, and that's all the way through next week. And again, as the surface temperatures warm and the upper level atmosphere temperatures warm up, the threat of even the pop-up thunderstorms that we sometimes see, we very often see in summertime, they will just not generate across the area. So that's somewhat good news for areas from eastern Iowa across northern Illinois and into some sections of Indiana where heavy rain fell over the last several days. Some areas did okay on the precipitation, a couple inches, a little more than an inch and a half in some areas, and they don't necessarily need a week of dry weather, but it's not going to have a negative impact on those areas. The area that cannot sustain very warm conditions and very dry conditions, the northwestern portion of the Corn Belt, and unfortunately, that's what they will see, much above normal temperatures with very little chance for precipitation. Severe drought is continuing across the far reaches of Wisconsin, northern Wisconsin, into northeastern Minnesota. There's also a severe drought for portions of northwestern Nebraska in through South Dakota, the southwestern corner of South Dakota, and severe drought continues to the south and east of us across the mid-south, Tennessee Valley in through northern Florida. They still have the severe drought going, although they have seen more scattered showers and thunderstorms, and they do have a chance for some pretty significant rains today and tomorrow as the cold front that pushed through our area presses towards the Gulf of Mexico. Showers and thunderstorms have regenerated over East Texas, and again, they will see lingering flooding conditions through the weekend and into early next week. In the western states, isolated showers across the northwest providing beneficial moisture to spring sown small grains. Cooler weather on the Pacific coast contrasts the hot and mostly dry conditions elsewhere in the western states. For the plains, dry weather prevails except for an area of showers that's moving across Kansas and eastern Colorado. And as that cold front presses further to the south and to the southwest and the front range of the Rockies, the showers and thunderstorms will continue to spread. Corn Belt dry conditions expanding the drought across the Ohio Valley, Great Lakes, Minnesota, and western Iowa. Soil moisture remains mostly favorable for Illinois and eastern Iowa. And in the south, rain spreading from the western Gulf region, where flash flooding remains a threat. Meanwhile, dry weather prevails in the southeast following several weeks of drought-easing rainfall. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 606 down 3/4. Last trade up 4, December, 620 and 3/4, down 3/4, last trade up 3. September wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 619 and 3/4, down 1/4, last trade up 4 and 1/4. December, 634 and 3/4, down 1/2, last trade up 3 and 1/4. September corn opened at 322, up 3/4, up 3 and 1/4. December opened at 337, up 1/2. The last trade up 1 and 1/4. March, 351 and 3/4, unchanged. Last trade up 2. May, 362 and 1/4, unchanged. Last trade up 1 and 1/2. August beans opened at 858, up 2. Last trade up 6 and 1/2. September, 866, up 1 and 1/4. Last trade up 7 and 1/4. November, 888, up 6. Last trade up 5 and 3/4. August soybean meal opened at $2.37, up $10. That's right, $10. Last trade up $1.90. August soybean oil opened at $37.98, up $35. Last trade up $22. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is located in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Ed.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Want to talk a little bit about the spreads. I noted this morning that the September corn wheat spread is $2.99 and 3/4 in favor of the wheat. So the question I have for you, is wheat keeping corn at this particular price level? And if so, if wheat breaks, are we looking at $3 corn?
I would answer to that yes, and I would also throw beans into that same category, Dave. It kind of seems strange that for the longest time corn was the leader of the marketplace. Now that the trade feels comfortable that the corn crop is made in a good portion of the Corn Belt, it's just going to follow the spread, not only between, like you mentioned, wheat to corn, but also soybeans to corn. Has kind of put the corn market in a spot where it can't afford to get a whole lot cheaper, or it leaves us too many acres in that argument that they're going to start making here this fall. And so wheat at that $3 spread, you look at soybeans to corn. We had a 2.0 ratio this winter, Dave, new crop soybeans mm-hmm. to new crop corn. Right now that ratio for 2008 is over 2.3. So again, both of them favoring, and it's going to be kind of a tug and a war of if beans and wheat want to try to trade higher, which it looks like they're going to do today, they're going to pull corn with it. But like you said, if we lose ground there, yes, corn is going to find new lows.
Last Friday, traders had ideas that the following week was going to be hot. That's this week, hot and dry. Well, that did not verify.
They kind of missed that one.
Are traders going to go into this weekend with a little bit more caution, particularly those who got burned on the margin calls?
Yes, there's going to be more caution. We're not going to see the big run-up in prices this Friday as we did a week ago. We certainly have the opportunity for upside, but don't look for it to be as quite as exciting. Kind of look for things to just follow the overnight tone, Dave, and be fairly quiet. They're looking at hotter, drier forecasts, not only for next week, but they're starting to watch the August forecast, the determining period for soybeans, and they're saying the first part of the month above normal temperatures, below normal precip. So that is going to keep buyers in there, but yeah, they're going to be a little more cautious than last week.
Is next week's weather already old news?
Next week's weather, I would say the Monday, Tuesday weather is old news, I think. But now they're starting to look at the 10 to 14-day forecast, Dave, and trying to trade those.
The reason I say is, did we get enough rain and welcome relief from hot temperatures this week to push us through a 10-day period?
We did right here in the Champaign area, Dave, and even in good portions of Illinois. But we've got clients out in the Fort Wayne, Indiana area, Dave, and talking to them again this morning, they got maybe an inch of rain out of all this, which doubled their rainfall total from the time they planted the crop. And so he's looking at Tuesday, Wednesday as a time frame where he's not even going to know he had that one-inch rain again. So I think it depends on your area. It kind of feels like we're in a garden spot here, and then some of these outlying areas aren't doing so well, and obviously the market's going to struggle with trying to get a handle on that.
Thank you, Ed.
You bet, Dave. Thank you.
Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing. You're listening to WILL Urbana.